Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to A Sound Heart Radio. I would like to address this afternoon negative thoughts and negative thinking. I would also like to address the stressors that are imposed upon us in order to keep us as believing ones fragmented. Please understand that the stressors and the stresses that we face on a daily basis are deliberate and engineered. You must understand this, that these stresses and stressors are not accidental. They are not random. They are imposed upon us once again by the social engineers. And I want you to think about this and why this would be necessary. And to whose benefit, or who benefits from the from keeping us fragmented, unable to focus, anxious? Who wants to impose worry, inferiority, self-pity, depression, discouragement, bitterness, covetousness and greed, envy and jealousy, fear, lust, guilt, negative thoughts or attitudes, and selfishness? Who wants to impose these realities upon us? Now, everything that I have mentioned falls in the realm of pathology. And I hope you won't be surprised, but some of you may be surprised, that this word pathology is from a biblical word, pathos, P-A-T-H-O-S, which is found in the writings of Paul. So, I want us as believing ones to understand that God has a mental health plan that is not human-centered. I want you to understand that psychotherapy is philosophy. And there are many, 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 many different psychotherapies today. Psychotherapy is a philosophy. It is not science. It is the thoughts of men that are used as templates to tell us what is normative according to cultural values. God's mental health plan or program, on the other hand, is centered in divine norms and standards. God's mental health plan is centered in the person of Jesus. In fact, Paul writes in Colossians 2:10 these very important words. Colossians 2, verse 10, Paul writes, and quote, "And ye," speaking of all believers, "and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power." Now, understand that Paul's letter to the Ephesians deals with the soma, that is, the body of Christ. You and I comprise the body of Christ. You and I are members one of another in Christ. Paul's letter to the church at Colossae, or his letter to the Colossians, centers on Christ, who is the head of the body. He is the, in the Greek, he is that kephale. He is the head of the body. When you were born again, you left the old life. That is gone. There was that wonderful divine hiatus that is now in the past. That is no longer relevant to you. And so let me say at this point, the sentence, I am the center, or the statement, I am a sinner, sinner saved by grace, is not found in with God. If you are in Christ, and you are, if you have been born again, and you have, then the Bible states, if anyone in Christ, new creation, if anyone in Christ, new creation, old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new. If anyone in Christ, new or brand new creation. Very important words for believers to understand. And this is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any in Christ, or therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The word, the adjective new, means qualitatively new. Old things. The Greek word for old is archaei. Archaei is, and we get our word archaeologists or archaeology from this word. It means that which is ancient. That which is ancient. Old things, ancient things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And the word new here means to become new means to remain in a continued state of newness. In other words, the newness does not fade away. The newness does not get old. It remains fresh. It ever remains fresh. This is our new standing in the person of Christ. Amen? And so what I'm doing now is laying the foundation for believing ones to so that believing ones can get unstuck from the cosmos. In the Greek New Testament, the word world is transliterated as cosmos. Cosmos. This is the cosmic system. We are in the cosmic system. This world is not our home. Its norms and standards are alien to us. We, the church, are a fantastic outpost in a foreign land. Please understand that God has called you and you have received, you have come under that effectual calling, and God has called you. You are now a set aside one in Christ. You are now saint. You now belong to Jesus, and so therefore, your thinking must be new. And God has a complete mental health program that is centered for us, that is centered in the person of Jesus. I call it psycho-spiritual dynamics. Psycho-spiritual dynamics. Or in this case, I'm just going to say, refer to it as psycho-spiritual health. Listen, we're in the devil's world. The devil in the devil's world, it is to the benefit of Satan and those who carry out his plans, we wrestle not against blood and flesh, to have us bogged down in malignancy. Worry as a malignancy, being overwhelmed with future circumstances that I can't control, worry, or inferiority, feelings of worthlessness, having no value and feeling rejected. Okay? So the world wants this in your life. The cosmic system wants this in your life as in a malignant manner. Self-pity, feeling sorry for myself over situations that can't be changed, self-pity. Self-pity will keep you bogged down, will keep you stuck so that you cannot move ahead in life. Depression, feelings of hopelessness and despair. Now notice, the world's answer to the malignancies that it wishes to impose upon believers, I'm only speaking to the believing community, the world's answer is to put you on a recipe or put together an algorithm for you to have these things chemically controlled. That is, the world only wants to manage symptoms. Period. The world doesn't want you completely healed. The world wants your symptoms managed so that you can stay on drugs. The world wants you to remain worried, feeling inferior, staying a wallowing in self-pity, being depressed, being discouraged, in bitterness. The world wants you covetous. The world wants you envious, to be envious and jealous. The world wants you in fear. The world wants you in lust and guilt and having negative attitudes of thought. This is what the world wants for you. And you either manage these realities through what are called prescription drugs from Big Pharma or street drugs. Or you medicate yourself through illicit sex or through any other type of behavior that is a distraction. These things are all designed to keep you fragmented, to keep you from your real and true self in Christ. Beloved, God has a real plan for you, and that is that you might know Jesus and the power of his resurrection. Jesus will set you free. God will give you a brand new life. Are you satisfied with what is going on in your life? When is the last time you picked up the Word and studied the Word? I'm going to challenge you now. Pick up the Bible. Read Paul's letter to the Galatians. Read Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Read Paul's letter to the Colossians and read Philippians. I want you to pray. I want you to seek God. I want you to tell God about what is going on in your heart and ask him to unburden you. Tell him you're tired, you're weary, you're frustrated, you feel with fear and anxiety, you're tired of being depressed, you're tired of hurting, and let God remove that burden from your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, pray for believers today who are burdened down, who are stuck in the cosmic system. Father, I pray that they will find the release they need through the person of Christ, the one, the only one, Lord, who meets our true mental health needs, our spiritual needs. Father, I pray for the believing community. Unburden these believers and see and help them to understand that they have been set free. Father, break that bondage. Help that mother. Help that father. Help that teenager, Lord, that can't find his way. Help, Lord, that family who needs you, that husband, that father, that wife, that child, that minister, that therapist, that psychiatrist, that doctor, that lawyer, that dentist, Lord, that blue-collar worker who needs you. We all need you. Now, Father, we thank you this day for the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is in his name that I give thanks for the believing community, and I pray for our brothers and sisters who are being slaughtered and murdered and killed, Lord, for thy name. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.